This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Alex Chadwick. This is the time of year when many Americans make choices and changes in their health care insurance, and this year that also includes Medicare beneficiaries. A 1997 law was supposed to give Medicare's 39 million enrollees more choices for private health plans. NPR's Julie Rovner reports things haven't exactly worked out that way.
If you've been watching TV, you've almost certainly seen this slapstick ad for Medicare featuring Naked Gun star Leslie Nielsen.
Have you heard about 1-800-MEDICARE? Yes, you have, because I just told you.
The ad is part of a $30 million education campaign. Tom Scully, who heads the Medicare program, says the government has bought enough airtime so nearly every senior will see one of the ads 30 times.
And the goal is to give seniors every opportunity they possibly can to talk to somebody on the phone about picking a health plan and learning more about their choices.
This year, seniors' choices actually mean something. That's because they'll only be able to change health plans once next year, unless Congress acts in the next few weeks. Until now, beneficiaries could change every month if they wanted to. But most Medicare beneficiaries don't know they'll be locked in. In fact, most don't know much at all about their Medicare benefits, and lots of them are looking for answers.
And I can send you a list with their prices and what their benefits are.
Counselors here at the private Medicare Rights Center in Midtown Manhattan try to help beneficiaries navigate Medicare. Hannah Eilbot managed a health benefits fund for a labor union before she retired. Now she's a volunteer for the center.
On a normal Tuesday, I pick up my first call. The minute I get in, does not stop. We then have callbacks because we can't handle all the calls.
Eilbot says people who call the center are often confused, but this year is the worst she's seen.
It's unbelievable. Nobody understands what Medigap is. Nobody understands the difference between an HMO and original Medicare. People just are totally confused and uninformed.
One of those who's confused is Patty Slezinski, a retired nurse who lives in Goshen, New York. She's got a problem. She and her 80-year-old husband are being dropped by their HMO for the third year in a row. There aren't any other HMOs left in her county, so she and her husband will have to return to traditional Medicare. That means buying private insurance to cover what Medicare doesn't, and she's having trouble understanding the details.
I couldn't get it straight. Because from the way I understood the form they sent me, that we wouldn't be covered for 6 months. Well, when you're 70 and 80 years old, anything could happen. It's not, you can't wait 6 months till insurance becomes effective.
She called Medicare's 800 number, but said she didn't get much help.
Oh, I've called them two or three times to send me booklets, to send me forms. I even called the number that was in there, and I wound up speaking to someone in Texas. They gave me the number of Syracuse.
Slezinski says a counselor at the Medicare Rights Center finally helped her figure things out, but other Medicare beneficiaries have tougher problems. Joseph Zaccanino is a retired horticulturalist who lives in Palmdale, California. He's only 47, but he qualifies for Medicare because he's disabled. He has multiple sclerosis. His Medicare HMO is cutting back on its drug coverage, imposing a limit of $2,000 per year. That's a big problem for Zaccanino, whose drugs are effective but expensive.
They run about $2,680 a month, and it leaves me, if I use all the money I get from Medicare for my benefit, I'm about $13,000 short a year paying for the drugs.
Zaccanino earned too much to qualify for state coverage for his drugs, so he says he'll have to stop taking them.
I'll probably go back into having attacks again, and pretty much leaves you bedridden and unable to walk or really do anything other than be in bed and have someone care for you.
It's no mystery why this is happening. In 1997, Congress passed a law intended to give Medicare beneficiaries more choices of private plans, but that law also reduced what the government paid those plans. As a result, most plans have either cut back benefits or dropped out altogether. Medicare head Tom Scully.
The bottom line is the program was booming during the 90s. We changed the reimbursement with the best intentions, and in my opinion, it's backfired.
Since 1998, more than 2 million people have been dropped by their Medicare HMOs. That's a major blow to Republicans in Congress who wanted to see most Medicare beneficiaries in private plans. Now lawmakers are struggling to keep any private plans in the program. Julie Rovner, NPR News, Washington.